GOP to Kamala, Talk to Americans on the Border. By Neil Monroe on June 25, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris should break from her guided drop-in tour and instead talk to the Americans who live along the border, says the chorus of GOP critics. After more than 3 months of complete failure, Kamala Harris' brief border drop-in is not enough, said a blast email from the Republican National Committee as it criticized Harris' trip to safe, TV-ready, migrant processing centers in El Paso, Texas. But the GOP critics ignored the damage to American families being imposed by President Joe Biden's half-open border migration policies. That economic and civic damage is overwhelmingly opposed by voters. But the GOP's donor-friendly talking points instead emphasized Biden's chaos, crisis, and crime all along the border. The RNC memo continued. She is still not listening to the Americans who need Biden to reverse course on the policies that created his deadly border crisis. Here are only a few of the people Harris should be listening to. LaSalle County Constable Rene Maldonado on the rate of human smuggling. It's just been one after the other, it's not stopping. Bordertown Sheriff Mark Daniels trying to protect his county amid Biden's border crisis. We're losing all of our resources, they've been diverted to other assignments. The message is that this border's open for business and you can come across, and if you get across there will be no consequences, that's the message we hear. Cheney McCollum, a Texas border county resident. I've never really been scared until now, I should not have to be put in a situation where I can't leave my house. Normal people out here don't lock their barns. Now, we do. The Heritage Foundation followed the same don't mention wages formula as the RNC. With a press statement that mentioned crisis 18 times in a 747-word press release, ignoring the impact on Americans' wages, housing, and work opportunities. While it's certainly positive that she is taking this step, I'm disappointed that she is not going to the Rio Grande Valley, RGV, dash the very epicenter of this crisis, said a statement from Chad Wolf, who served as acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security for President Donald Trump. Instead, she is going to El Paso, a metropolitan area 800 to 1,000 miles away from the RGV. Hopefully, Harris' trip will be a working visit, not just border security tourism. The GOP's effort to dodge the jobs and wage impact of Biden's migration was predicted by immigration reformers. They're not talking about the effect on American jobs and American wages, and they certainly should be, because that is definitely on everyone's mind. Rosemary Jenks, the director of government relations at Numbers USA, told Breitbart News in a June 24 interview. They're just too afraid of making a broader critique of the Biden administration's pro-migration policies, added Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. The Republican Study Committee, headed by Representative Jim Banks, RN, has pushed a more populist line than GOP leaders. Within the left and the Democrat Party, the Fortune 500 business groups that are funding the pro-amnesty campaign also want the media to ignore the economics and instead focus on the humane, orderly and safe transfer of migrant workers and consumers to the United States. For example, Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.S advocacy group has repeatedly urged allies to focus on personal stories of migrants and to avoid mention of jobs and wages. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that legal immigration, visa workers, and illegal migration undermine democratic self-government, fracture American society, move money away from Americans' pocketbooks, and worsen living costs for American families. Migration does move wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.